Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this week's episode of Traveler's Guide to the Roman Empire. My name is Miss Cooper, and I'm coming to you from Knoxville, Tennessee. Today is June 24th, 2016, and we're going to be talking about Rome's most famous monument, the Colosseum. The structure is really impressive, and it stood through the test of time from wars, emperors, earthquakes, fires, you name it. It's outlasted it. So, how did the structure come to be? The Colosseum is sometimes known as the Flavian Amphitheater, after the emperors that commissioned and built it. The Emperor Vespasian commissioned the structure around 70 to 72 CE. And it was finished by his son Titus around 80 CE after he returned from conquering the province of Judea. The structure was important to the Romans for a lot of reasons. It really marked a formal end to the reign of Nero and the Julio-Claudians and all the chaos and civil war that followed them. And it emphasized the structure the Flavians brought to the empire. Romans really hated, they despised Nero's excess. So it was important for them to bury his legacy and, by extension, his palatial estate, the Domus Aurea, or the Golden House. They filled in his house with dirt, then drained his lake, and built the Colosseum on the site of that lake. The Colosseum could hold told around 50,000 people and held all sorts of spectacles, from gladiator fights, animal fights, from all around the empire. They imported lions, tigers, from everywhere. They even staged mock naval battles. So they would flood the Colosseum and hold mock naval battles. These battles, no matter who they were fighting, drew people from every walk of life, from poor Romans all the way to senators. Now, it's important to note that it was not considered proper for Roman women to attend the games due to violence. However, a certain class of priestesses called the Vestal Virgins, who held a very high position in Roman society, had their own box at the Colosseum, which that's interesting for me to note. The Colosseum, unfortunately, does have a dark side for many people. It's got a bit of a dark reputation. Obviously, violence was a regular occurrence here, but naval battles and gladiator fights were designed to be entertaining. However, some accounts tell us that Christians were persecuted here, and some even martyred in the Colosseum. Some of these accounts, though, are not conclusive. We do have conflicting evidence. Some say this didn't happen, some say it did. So, if these accounts are accurate, then many Christians died for their faith in the